Next question is Mary Rodriguez. Today is 11:15. Ms. Rodriguez was seen today for face-to-face evaluation. She's an 87-year-old woman who lives with her family. With a terminal diagnosis of diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Patient also has a history of hyperlipidemia, hypertension, hyperthyroidism, chronic UTIs, chronic cystitis, hyperkalemia, constipation, depression. Patient is basically chair-bound. She can ambulate with the help of two people on either side. Patient also has issues with mentation and has had diminished cognitive function. Patient's daughter-in-law states that she's complaining of her port on the right side of her chest and would like to have that removed. I've asked her to call the hospice DON have that arranged at the radiology center. Patient no longer is interested in chemotherapy, so the family feels like the port should come out. Patient is a high risk of fall. As a matter of fact, because of her fall, she has sustained a hip fracture previously. Earlier this year, she was hospitalized with sepsis due to diverticulitis and suffered a myocardial infarction. Patient had bouts of confusion and forgetfulness. Generalized weakness. Patient does have a walker, but again requires help to be able to use her walker, is not able to do so. She suffers from neuropathy related to her diabetes. She requires help with all ADL. Her PPS is at 50%. She has dyspnea with any type of movement and exertion. Incontinence of bowel and bladder. High risk of breakdown. She requires change in position at least every 2 hours. She's not eating about 50% of her meals, and that's only twice a day. She now has begun to sleep 14 to 16 hours a day. She states that she likes to stay in bed and sleep all day long, but the family insists on her waking up. She's requiring a treatment for her stage 3. Pressure ulcer on her glutes and requires pain medication on a regular basis to keep her comfortable. Given the changes in her condition, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Her MAC is down to 27 centimeters from initial MAC of 31 centimeters at the time of admission. Her weight's down 3 pounds from 63 to 160. You okay? Patient's vital signs were stable with the O2 side of 92%, pulse of 80, blood pressure 110 over 60. Patient continues to decline and continues to remain appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank